Well, for those of you who may be time challenged, this is actually the first service. Welcome. Bob, you have an announcement to make. Okay, Ray, you're going to come up and announce about the boxes in the back.
So I remind you about the boxes for the Operation Christmas Child for Samaritan's Purse. We ask you each to fill out a couple to send to them so that they could distribute it worldwide. We Bob and Sue are right on top of it. We've got boxes already put together for people who are spatially challenged, like myself, you know. And there are instructions inside with stick-on labels, so you can label it whether it's a boy or a girl and the age bracket. We have to bring it back in 2 weeks on the 16th.
Time challenge, spatially challenged. I'm just so glad that God chooses the weak and the foolish things to confound the wise. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. I just wanted to share this passage from my heart to yours. The generosity and the kindness of you folks during times in which pastor recognition, wherever that came from, but your kindness that has demonstrated this, we're just so thankful for this. And Paul writes the church at Macedonia, that's in Macedonia, this little church of Philippi and the little town of Philippi, how they were giving many times out of their poverty. And you recognize the Spirit of God that just moves a heart to give. And you folks have always been giving people. I oftentimes think of the Church of Macedonia and how he says they actually gave out of their poverty. And they begged us with much entreaty to give there, as he writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And you realize that this is just the heart of you people. And so many times I feel like you folks do the giving and not much is said. And I just want to say how thankful I am for you. Paul writes this in Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 18. But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus, which you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. And I know, as Paul writes in verse 19, that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And I am so thankful for that. He sees your hearts and he sees why you give and he sees your love for one another. And it is so generously expressed. And I am so thankful to be a part of this body. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Well, Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness that is seen in so many different ways. We give you thanks for your people. These are your people. This is your heart. Your spirit dwells within them. And we are attracted to them because we see you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.